It's time to speak out on the original Speak Out Radio Show. Speak Out is a public affairs program that serves you, our listeners, and the community you live in. Speak Out is all about listener participation. So call in anytime during the show. 928-854-5687. That's 854-5687. Speak Out on KNTR Talk is heard on 106.7, 5, and 3. You can also listen at KNTRTalk.com and listen anywhere through the TuneIn Radio app. From elected officials, community leaders, small business owners, school district representatives, and charitable causes, Speak Out is here for you on KNTR Talk. It's time to introduce you to the host of Speak Out. When legendary drummer Keith Moon was MIA, who did the Who turn to?
Yo, Paulie!
When the great Pele asked for a sub, who did his World Cup team turn to?
Yo, Paulie!
Now this world-renowned musician slash athlete has settled behind the microphone once again for your benefit. Ladies and gentlemen, the one and only, I mean, could you imagine a twin? Paul Lavoy.
You can knock me down and watch me bleed, but you can't keep no chains on me. I was born free. I was born free.
All right, welcome to Speak Out. Friday, May 8th, 2026. Well, this one's exciting today because I'm reunited with an old friend and I've made a new friend. So this is actually pretty cool, Jeremy Brunk.
Good
right?
To see you, Paul.
Yeah, it's good to see you too. And Ina Platas is here from TWN Communications. And welcome to the show. How come I don't have you right now? I don't have you at all. Can I get you back in that one? Yeah, there you go. We're going to try that. We're going to try moving Ina to seat number two. Seat number three always has a gremlin for some reason on the day I don't want it to. So anyway, that's what's happening today. And then we'll have the MCSO Waterways guys. They're going to talk about the life jacket exchange. That is a week from tomorrow. And I bet you, you're right there, huh?
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you now.
Thank you.
And you're
thank
not even
you.
With Verizon. Isn't that funny that we remember that particular slogan?
Yeah,
you
true.
Can't remember them for anybody, but you remember that one.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, TWN Communications, something people in Bullhead City are very thankful for, from what I understand. You guys are quite reliable.
Yes, we are.
You were in the Speak Out 2.0 studio.
Yep.
And never down, kind of like what we have here, what I have at home anyway, and what we have at the studio. I'll tell you what, with the fiber, when you put my news, there's five files that total 70 megs, right? Wave files.
Mm-hmm.
They're quite large. It takes about 5.5 seconds for all of that to go from there to here. That's pretty cool. How does that work? Do you even know?
Well, it's a little technical, but I'll give it a shot,
yeah,
Paul.
Yeah, give, you know, the little, you know, dumb it down.
Well, so, I always reference it as like water, you know, like pouring water down a pipe, right? So the bigger pipe you have, the more water you can push down it. That's basically what that means. So with your wave files, it's a little bit larger of a water force going through that pipe. But we have bigger pipes to force that water down, so that's why you don't see the slowdowns.
I guess what I don't understand is, we used to use copper, mm-hmm. right? The RG6. It was digital, but it was copper. But this is light,
right.
is what we're talking about. That's what I don't understand is the conversion. It's definitely for people who understand physics and not somebody who's just a trigonometry guy, right?
Right. Or a construction guy.
No, I was in higher math, like statistics and that, but I don't get the whole light thing. I don't get it.
There's a lot into that, I mean,
okay.
for sure. A lot of equipment, a lot of very, very expensive equipment goes into that. You figure one of them is a light source and one of them is a frequency source. So that's the difference. The copper is more on a frequency.
You know, that actually makes sense. It's like digital and analog.
Analog, right.
Oh, that actually makes sense to me anyway. So, Ina, you are, I don't know if the rest of the company is like this, but you have a public service or a volunteer streak in you, don't you?
I do, yes. That's my passion. Aside from, working at TWN, I really enjoy the public service side, being involved in the community and obviously representing TWN well.
Do you have a policy at TWN that's like, you know, so many?
No.
Did you encourage that volunteerism? Because I know Mojave Electric does, and you're very tightly aligned with Mojave Electric.
Right, so we are partnered with Mojave Electric, and we do try to follow, you know, some of what they do. But I, luckily, I came from already being very involved, and I think when I came on to work with TWN, they were excited to have somebody who was very willing to do this stuff. It's not expected of me, but it is definitely, they approve of it and they encourage it and they, accommodate my schedule so that I can be involved, which is something that that's one of the reasons why I love working with TWN, because before I would have to take my lunch break to be able to go to a meeting versus now it's part of my day.
Oh, wow. That is a big difference.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, I love it.
So what service clubs or what, organizations do you belong to?
Or
volunteer for?
Well, whatever volunteer opportunities come up, if I'm available, obviously whether it's a desert cleanup or serving food, any of those things. But I currently am on the board for the Boys and Girls Club.
That's what I was going
I just don't like to put that out there because it's not something that I need to promote. It's just something that I do because it's close to my heart. I am involved with youth sports as well, and I joined Rotary Club of Bullhead City last year in May. So I'm coming up on a year.
It's kind of like when you go and see a band when you're in my shoes.
Mm-hmm.
You don't go and say, hey, can I play? You know, they ask you to come up. That's different. That's why I was asking.
I know.
So it's a little bit different.
I still try not to be too boisterous about it because it's not something that we use to promote us as a company or myself. It's just something that, you know, I feel if we can all give back, we should, because that's the community that we live in. So Thank you for asking. But
for as long as I lived 65 miles north of here, I'm surprised that we hadn't, you know,
met before. I know.
Past. How long have you been there?
I'm 45 years old. I've lived in Bullhead since I was 9 years old.
Wow.
And I worked on the other side of the river for about 20 years.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. And then there were a few years where I commuted to Vegas. So that's probably missed each other.
Yeah, maybe.
But yeah.
In a marketing capacity?
Yes.
Oh, interesting.
Yes, in marketing.
But
I think because of me being on the other side of the river, I didn't get as much time to come onto the Bullhead side and help with all these different organizations. So,
And, of course, Boys and Girls Club now, what a blessing to have. I talked about it on Monday, so it's not the first time this week, but Dave Heath, Club Kid Dave Heath.
I know.
Now, is it executive director or CEO or both?
He's the CEO.
That's
and executive
amazing.
Director, yeah.
That's amazing.
We got lucky. We're very blessed. Thank you, God, for sending him to us.
Some people you don't even think, like, wow, who could do that job? And he's like the obvious choice, but then you never thought of it before, right? At least I never did.
I'm sure people have thought about it, but he was doing so well where he was.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly.
And you want people to thrive where they're at. So
right. So what is your service area? Because I remember back in the day when TWN Communications, it was a little different makeup. But what is your service area now? Is it the same as Mojave Electric's?
So the plan is for us to go everywhere that Mojave Electric services. So I think they have around 40-something thousand electric meters. So the goal is to focus on Mojave Electric territory first. So currently we are in most of Bullhead City. There's an area that we still need to go to. We are in Fort Mojave, some areas of Mojave Valley, and we are in Topoc. And I know we're looking at Eastern Territory, which would be, I think, the outskirts of Kingman, Peach Springs.
So it would basically be from Wiki Up all the way up to Peach Springs.
Okay.
And in the Hualapai Mountain area.
That makes sense.
Yep.
It kind of reminds me, when I think about a build-out like that, of, like, I'm 62. So I remember when cable came into my neighborhood, right?
Mm-hmm.
It was like 1981, 82, 83. And we were waiting and waiting and waiting. When are we getting cable TV? Because my friends in Southern Cal had it, right?
Mm-hmm.
But it's kind of the same thing with
us,
fiber
yeah.
internet, you know? Yeah. When are we going to get it?
So when we work events, we get a lot of that from people that have just moved to the area. They're like, oh, my God, we had fiber somewhere else.
Yeah.
And
we miss it.
And so we're glad to hear that you guys are here. And a lot of areas we're already in, and some areas, obviously, they're patiently waiting for us.
MEC has a, I mean, they have the Kingman territory, mm-hmm. and they have the Bullhead territory, mm-hmm. and then they go all the way down to Topok. Mm-hmm. So that's a lot of growing to do for TWN also, yes. right?
Yeah, so I believe as of right now, there's approximately 23 homes, I believe, that have service available to them. So 23,000. Thank you for correcting.
Are you part of that? I know the government was helping to grow those systems that were high speed. Do you deal with that too?
Not personally, but our upper management does.
Yeah.
Yes, and those programs are being rolled out as we speak.
Right.
So there was a program that was rolled out early on that I'm not sure came to fruition like it should have, but yes.
That was for rural development, right?
Yes.
For the rural areas, because there's another one up in Kingman. I can't remember the name of it. There's the ALO and there's the TWN and then there's the other one. I can't remember what the other one is, but it's all about getting internet to the rural, right?
Right.
WECOM. Thank you. Mm-hmm. So you have the service area and then your plans. I'm not familiar with your plans at all.
Right, so we currently offer 5 different plans.
Really?
Our lowest speed is 300 Mbps at $49.95, and we go all the way up to 2 gigs for $119.95.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so we have a different plan, obviously, for the different size holds. And then with that, we have MEC discounts available to MEC members, active military, seniors 55 and older, and we also have an auto pay discount. So you can save up to $12 per month.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
Who needs, what'd you say, 2 gig?
2 gig.
That's crazy.
I know.
Is that like, what is that, server? That's definitely commercial, right?
Well, no, the residential people are buying that as well.
For gaming?
I don't think they're using it all, and I think it's an overkill sometimes. But you know what? If you don't want to slow down and you want to have your friends over to game, that's the way to go.
You know, I found with my high speed, or I'm sorry, my fiber, that when they say 500 up, 500 down, I'm getting 510.
Mm-hmm.
That's with the modem. With the device, I'm at about 485, mm-hmm. 490. Psst, okay, that's great, right? So then I've got a desktop with the dongle. That's what we used to call it anyway. And I hit 380 with that. So that's not too bad.
No.
But you have to tell the desktop to go to 5, you know, to go to the 5G. So.
Right.
Well, funny you mentioned that, because when we work some of the events, people often ask us, you know, what do I need? And so we want to put them in touch with one of our sales experts so
right.
that they can go through all of the right questions of how many people in the household, what devices you're using, do you have security cameras, do you have, you know, the newest appliances that require internet connections, because that will obviously matter when it comes to selecting a plan. But people often tell us, why pick you over, you know, somebody else? Well, because you're actually going to receive the speeds that you're paying for. Like you said, you do a speed test, and you're going to either be right on there, or depending on where you're at in your home or what device you're using, a little fluctuation. But we do offer sustained speeds, and so that's a big difference.
And it's like now, I mean, you have Google Nest, right?
Mm-hmm.
The thermostat, the door locks, everything's on
your,
it.
Your range, your washer and dryer machine, everything is connected.
And they're constantly connected.
Mm-hmm.
They may not be using it, but they're constantly connected. So what that partnership with MEC, how does that work? Is their member service part of your customer service?
Not so much. We have our own customer service department. So, you know, years ago, I believe the story's been told that, you know, Mojave Electric's been in the area forever. A lot of the residents...
80
you know,
years.
80 years.
80 year anniversary. 80 years.
That's right.
Very good.
And, you know, a lot of the residents were coming to MEC asking, what can they do? You know, what can we do for this internet? You know, how can we get better internet? And TWN was a solution. Keep in mind that we've been partners with Mojave Electric for a very, very long time with the wireless side of our business, which we still do.
Sure, sure. And then you guys sponsor. You're like almost like Dot Foods, right? Where there are certain sponsors in the area that you can count on, and
right.
TWN is one of those, right?
Yeah. Yes. So we are, as I mentioned earlier, we're very involved in the community, and we definitely try to. We get a lot of requests, and we try to do our best to spread the joy. So currently, one of the bigger sponsorships that we're doing. we are sponsoring the Senior Center. We're their event sponsor. So the Senior Center puts on these monthly events that are free to the seniors. So I think today they're doing the Mother's Day celebration as we speak. And we are also sponsoring the Summer Pool Series with the City of Bullhead City. So throughout the summer, they will have several either dive-in nights or, you know, big holiday events happening at the pool. So we're helping with that as well. Obviously, we support the Boys and Girls Club, some of the different sports in the community. And we partner with MEC to also sponsor the City of Bullhead City Summer Camp Program. Mm-hmm. And that's starting the week of Memorial Day, so I believe Tuesday, May 26th. So they'll have different camps throughout different locations in Bullhead, Anderson Fieldhouse, the golf course at Chaparral, Optimum Center, which I know.
Mm-hmm. That's okay.
The old word.
It is what it is.
So, yeah, we try to help provide these opportunities for the youth in our community. So we're very excited to be part of those.
Sure, absolutely. And, it's always good when the youth of the community aren't out on the streets of the community, right?
Right. We want to keep them busy and safe.
Then we just ran that back to the Boys and Girls Club, didn't we? That's perfect. All right. Again, a reminder at the bottom of the hour, we've got boating officers coming in. Stefan Kjellberg and Joseph Dewey, and we're going to be talking about the life jacket exchange. And I'm going to go to break. We're going to take our first break of the hour. Hope you guys like Kid Rock, right?
Sure.
Who doesn't? And summertime's coming. The reason I did all summer long is because, well, today is 105, depending on where you are. And Mother's Day, do you guys want to know the temperature? Did you look? 108.
Oh, no, thank you.
That's okay. Monday's 110.
Oh.
Sorry.
Too soon.
I get to do that. This is the job where you get to, you know, bear the bad news to everybody. You also get to give the good news every once in a while. So, all right, I'm Paul Lavoie. We're going to go to break. You're listening to Speak Out. We have Jeremy Brunk. He is the General Project Manager. And Ina Latas from TWN Communications. And she's the Regional Marketing Manager. Woo. All right, back with more in a moment. Stay with us on Speak Out. If you want to call in, you have a question maybe about TWN Communication Service, 928-854-5687, 928-854-KNTR, or you can text in at 928-727-5566. Make this talk and text radio. Yeah, not just listen radio. All right, stay with us. I haven't said that in a while. We'll be right back.
While we were trying different things, and we were smoking funny things, making love out by the lake to our favorite song, sipping whiskey out the bottle, not thinking about tomorrow.
A Monday warrior, mean stride. Today's Tom Sawyer, mean pride.
So I could probably count down from 5, 4, 3, 2, 1 to Marissa coming through that door and giving me a big thumbs up like that, because she is a Rush fanatic. I'm just saying, she might not know the new drummer's name, though. I don't think she's that into it now that Neil's gone and all that. But anyway, Speak Out brought to you in part by Mojave Mortgage. Love those guys. Also, Mojave Electric Cooperative, by Bradley Chevrolet and Bradley Ford, Salmon's Air Conditioning, A&B Propane, abpropaneaz.com, by Western Arizona Regional Medical Center, and of course, TWN Fiber Internet. And thank you so much for staying aboard with us. We really appreciate it.
Thank you, Paul.
Thank you for having us.
Absolutely. Thanks for coming in, like the drive just to come down here. I mean, at least get a good breakfast or something on the way back, or brunch, right?
Right.
Yeah, the Broken Yoke is a new one.
Oh.
They advertise on KJJJ, and I went to their soft opening. Food's phenomenal. And then I went again and had the Eggs Benedict. Pretty decent. Good
one
food.
One of my favorite breakfasts.
Is it really?
Yeah.
I can't have it all that often, right?
I have to
watch my figure. I'm kidding. I watch it, but it keeps getting bigger, Jeremy. he walks through the door, and I'm like, oh, great. Now I know who gave me all that weight.
I mean, he puts in the work, though.
Are you still playing golf?
Not so much golf. Go to the gym quite a bit.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm doing a lot of swimming.
I used to like to bowl a lot, but my knees are just getting to where I can't even do that. So you've got promotions. I don't want to say sales or this and that, but you know, everybody sees those mailers come in, or you hear it on the radio, or television. But you have promotions for TWN service.
Yeah, so we at TWN are celebrating America's 250th anniversary, and with that, we wanted to, have some incentives for our new customers to sign up. So we are currently offering when you sign up for a 500 MBP plan or higher, you receive half off of your first 2 months of service.
Oh.
So that's one promo. We also offer when you sign up for 2 gigs or two gigs or higher. That's our highest. two gig plan for 1 year. This one you actually have to sign up for a year of service at 2 gigs. You receive $80 off for the first 2 months. So those are the two promotions that we currently have.
And how much is that one a month?
The $119.95.
Okay.
So basically less – no.
That's the two gig is?
Mm-hmm.
It's only $119?
$119.95,
wow.
Yeah.
That's actually not a bad price at all.
It's not, no. So when we first started fiber in the area, our plans were smaller and the cost was the same. So as we, after a couple of years and we got a really good gauge of what people were utilizing as far as internet in their homes and all the appliances, we upped the speeds for free and kept the same price. So when you used to pay $49.95 for, was it 100?
Mm-hmm.
We upped that to $300. So previously, you used to pay $119.95 for 1 gig. You're now getting double that for the same price.
Yeah. Well, I know somebody at MEC who's very information, I think he's the chief information officer, if I remember, they changed his title. He probably has 2 gigs.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure.
I'm talking about Heath.
Absolutely.
Oh,
yeah.
I think he has a different title now. Allison is the chief. Right?
Oh, very good.
Yeah. Chief Communications Officer, yeah. I think is her title.
Yeah, they
I
have,
don't remember what Heath is.
But they had, I think he was information.
Oh, you're
I've
right.
I've never heard that before.
You're
but
right.
That
yeah.
would be the guy to have it.
Yeah. He does have it.
Yeah. There's so many good people over there. But what I really wanted to find out, and I want to save this question for last. So everybody was anticipating. You had the build out. Everyone heard it, TWN, maybe familiar with, what did you call that?
The Y Power.
Which is our fixed wireless option.
But then, and this is like everybody's used to it now with I can't even remember what fiber. Everybody's used to fiber now, but it was a new thing back then.
Mm-hmm.
Are you hearing the stories that people are getting what they expected or even better?
Yeah, so just last weekend, we had a booth at the Rotary Club's Burro Barbecue, and we actually had a lot of people that were aware of our service, already had our service, and they just stopped by to let us know how happy they are.
Yeah.
Nice.
But they cannot believe that after all this time, their service is still up and running just the way it was the first day they were installed. So that's we get a lot of people that go out of their way to tell us how happy they are with us, which is
nice.
I've been on a one track, which is internet, but you offer more than just internet, right?
We also offer phone, and we have custom enterprise solutions as well.
Well, I know there was a time there where several people, several hundred or thousand people were affected by no phone service to their landlines.
Oh, that's correct.
And you guys helped. I mean, you guys were a big part in plugging that gap, right?
Yeah. That's correct.
We didn't go down.
You didn't. You never went down.
Nope.
No.
Mm-mm.
Wow, interesting.
And we had a lot of people reach out throughout that time to get our service.
We have a lot of redundancy built into our system.
Oh, okay.
So that keeps us from going down.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. That means they have backup, folks.
That's right. Yeah. Right.
A lot of backup. Anything that we missed?
I don't think so.
Nope.
Okay. We're going to take our last break then, and we'll come back and we'll talk to our MCSO Waterways Division, and it's Joseph Dewey and Stephen Kelberg from Mojave County Sheriff's Office. And thanks for being here, you guys. I want to keep you for the whole hour because you made the drive, but I can't.
No, it's okay.
So, we appreciate
thank
it.
You.
All right. Yeah, you're welcome. Absolutely. Good luck with your next event, sponsorship and that. And tell Dave I said hi at the club.
Yep.
All right.
Thank you.
Thanks, Ina. Nice to meet you,
nice
by the way.
Nice to meet you as well.
All right. Stay with us. We'll be right back on Speak Out.
Working hard to get my feel.
I love me some Bryan Adams. That's like my guilty pleasure right there. For some people, it's 38 Special or Journey. I say that like it's a bad thing, right? Or Foreigner? No, mine's Bryan Adams every day of the week. Great Canadian rocker. We had a little mix, not a mix-up, but an emergency on their part. Apparently, there's a very bad crash on Lake Havasu or in part of the Colorado River, and they had to, they're the only two officers on duty or two deputies, so they had to run and, you know, save lives. They're first responders, and thank you for that, by the way, Joseph Dewey and Stephen Kelberg. We really appreciate you in our community. We have a lot of information here on the Life Jacket Exchange. We can talk about that. I'll tell you about our sponsors, a few events coming up, and then I'll send you back to the Dana Show. But that won't be for a few minutes, so bear with me. If you like the sound of my voice, fine, stay with us. If you don't, well, go try to find the story that they've responded to, or just take a short break, come back and listen to the Dana Show later on in the hour. Speak Out, of course, brought to you in part by Springberg Wealth Management, by the Chair, also Laughlin Ranch, Mojave College, Shooters Outpost, Solar Power by Esme Electric, by Doritos Place, and by Legacy Rehab and Care. And don't forget, shop local, spend local, eat local, play local, and buy local, or it is bye-bye local, right? Or bye-bye loco. Yeah, I'm a little loco right now. Kind of thrown, they threw a curveball at me, but I'm going to tell you a little bit about this Life Jacket Exchange. Not as much as I could get out of office or deputies Dewey and Kelberg, but it'll have to do for now. And hopefully we can get them back on the show before this happens next weekend. The Sheriff's Office Division of Boating Safety, in partnership with the Arizona Game and Fish Department, is hosting a Life Jacket Exchange. It is on May 16th, that's a week from tomorrow, from 10 a.m. to noon, and it's at the London Bridge Beach Stage. Now, what you do is you go across the London Bridge. If you're coming from Bullhead, or you're coming from Kingman, or you're coming from Golden Valley, or whichever, come across the London Bridge, make a left after you see the Javelina Cantina on the left-hand side, make a left, go into that parking lot, and go all the way down past their parking lot, and you'll see a stage. It's got a cover on it and all that, and you know, a roof assembly, what have you, and that's where they're going to be. It's right there at that London Bridge Beach Stage, and you can exchange your worn, torn, or otherwise unserviceable life jacket for a new vest style jacket for free. That's right, free 99. Orange Type 2 life jackets will not be accepted. Everybody knows what those are, the big puffy ones. They're kind of cloth and that kind of thing. And those are anything else, but they will not be accepted as part of the exchange program. The life jackets are exchanged on a first-come, first-served basis. So if it says 10 a.m. to noon, get there at 9:30. You're going to need to get in line. It's kind of like, you know, on Thanksgiving, you know, when you go in for Black Friday, you're going to get that TV set for $3. You want to get in line really early, all right? Vote safe, vote smart, vote sober, and always wear a life jacket. And I believe it's the law for anyone 11 years or under. You folks that come in from out of town and you don't know, and they stop you and say, why don't your little ones have life jackets on? Well, that's why, because it's the law, all right? Let's see. You got Slider Safari coming up. That's also next week, but it's on Friday, May 15th. And dress to impress in your best safari adventure gear. Tickets are on sale now. Sliders26.givesmart.com. One more time. Sliders26.givesmart.com or .givesmart.com. All right? Or just call 928-855-6333. Tell Ashley you heard it right here on KNTR Talk during Speak Out. And, of course, Slider Safari brought to you by River Cities United Way, Energy, Unisource Energy Services, Dot Foods, and Foothills Bank. Or, ooh, you can text also. Text Sliders 26 to 76278. The word Sliders 26 to 76278. I know people are doing that right now to see what happens. Just to purchase tickets and learn more details. So that's kind of cool. A Slider Safari. All right. And you have, and the Aussie's going, you know, I meant to mention that during Summer of 69 by Bryan Adams. When you see Marissa June, say, play that for me, because it's one of the first songs she ever learned to play. All right? That's what she told me. Are they here? Oh, what? You came back in. What's happening? Oh, she's talking to me, but I can't hear her. So, anyway, sign language works, but I don't know that either. All right, Memorial Day ceremony. Join. Oh, it's in Needles. This is cool. All community members are invited to attend a Memorial Day ceremony and join them as they come together as a community in Needles to honor the brave men and women who gave their lives in service to our country. Needles Riverview Cemetery, of course, in Needles, on May 25th. That's the Monday that we are commemorating as Memorial Day this year, all right? 11 a.m., May 25th, and hopefully the heat isn't too bad on May 25th. That's kind of a late time of year to have a late time in the morning to have a celebration like that, but yeah, people in Needles are probably used to it, right? Kingman Route 66 Festival of the Arts, presented by Kingman Route 66 Rotary Club. Mother's Day weekend, honoring Mother's Day. That is this weekend, this Saturday, this Sunday, May 10th, or May 9th to May 10th, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. tomorrow, 9 a.m. to 4 on Sunday. And it's at Metcalf Park, corner of Grandview and Beale, in beautiful downtown Kingman. Arts and crafts, music, dancing, food, and more. Admission is free. For vendor information and to register as a vendor, or register as a vendor, there's a QR code on the flyer, and that is on the door at Radio Central, or if you see it anywhere else. And I'm going to kind of do a loose search and see if I can find what the guys are responding to. But again, there's a crash on, or a medical emergency or a crash on the lake. So when MCSO shows up, the waterways guys, just kind of make way, let the first responders do their thing. And we'll pray for those people who are involved in that mishap. So I'm going to take it to break here, and then I'll come back with the Dana Show. But let's see, who's coming up next week? That would be a good thing to tell them, Paul. All right, you've got Western Arizona Regional Medical Center on Monday, followed by River Cities United Way. On Tuesday, we've got City Manager Jess Knutson, and then we're going to have the students. All right, they're not kids anymore, Paul. The Havasu Youth Advisory Council, or HIAC. And then on, Wednesday, we have Havasu Area Chamber, and we're going to be talking about the Candidates Forum. And then Kimberly Zanin is going to be the second half of the show, and Kimberly is a candidate for Lake Havasu City Council. On Thursday, we've got District 5 County Supervisor Ron Gould. And something that a lot of people are waiting for, I'm waiting for the flyer in electronic form so I can put it on my Facebook page so people can get involved with the PACE raffle. And PACE stands for Patriotic Americans for Constitutional Education. And that's something they teach at the high school and I believe the 6 elementary schools here in Lake Havasu City. And I think they're in Fort Mojave Elementary too. That's PACE, Patriotic Americans for Constitutional Education. Look them up or Google them. You can probably find them on Facebook. Get involved. And those raffle tickets, I'm not sure how much they are, but there's some really good prizes that go with the first, second, and third place. And we always have Ron Gould draw during that raffle, so or that drawing. Friday is Peace Officers Memorial Day, by the way. And we will have, not a peace officer, but we will have a candidate for state treasurer. Her name is Catherine Haley, and she's a Republican running for state treasurer. She has a primary opponent. We had him on the show yesterday, Elijah Norton. And that's next week at a glance, all right? So I'm going to go ahead and play the George Strait going out to break. Come back. Next thing you'll hear is Dana Lash and the Dana Show. We'll see you on Monday on Speak Out.
Up from San Antonio, everything that I got is just what I've got on.
This
This is KNTR Talk, KGJJ HD2 Laughlin. Heard on 106.7 FM, 106.5, and 106.3. The voice of the free.